B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. .975 The Fanatic.
It's 3 o'clock. This is the Mike Missinelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly. 3 o'clock hour. It is brought to us by Corps Police Bakery and Deli. World famous tomato pie. Hoagie party trays every bit as good. Jason Stark in an hour. It's General Knowledge Wednesday, presented by Testo North America, the choice of HVAC techs who count on having the most accurate tools in their toolbox. When precision measurements matter, be sure with Testo. Our categories today, General Knowledge, birth names of stars, NHL hockey scores, things that live under the sea. Under the sea. Under the sea.
Yay.
You hear who sang that?
Yes, I do.
Who is it?
Sebastian the Crab.
That's correct. Sebastian the Crab. That's good work by you. Yeah, that was my daughter's favorite.
Oh, the Little Mermaid. Great.
She's a big Ariel fan.
Yeah, Ariel's.
Yeah, so as you're like 3, 4, 5, that was like a go-to.
Yeah.
Want to watch Ariel, one. Daddy. Ariel.
Right. You had to have enjoyed it, right? That's a good a good one for adults.
I liked it. Yeah. I liked it. Yeah, I used to imitate the...
Flounder?
Was it Flounder that was... The prince is marrying the sea witch in disguise. Who was that? That was freaking out about the prince marrying the sea witch.
Oh, that was the seagull. Why am I blanking on his
seagull.
Name?
Oh, the seagull.
Scuttle.
Scuttle the seagull?
Yeah.
Yeah. The prince is marrying the sea witch in disguise.
That was
all fired up about.
I mean, that was one of my something.
Not one of your favorites?
Nah.
Well, for a little girl, it's probably like perfect.
Yeah.
For you, I'm assuming it would not be one of your favorites.
Well, some of them that were for girls I enjoyed.
What, like Cinderella?
Didn't enjoy Cinderella as much.
Aladdin? Well, Aladdin was for boys.
How about Beauty and Beast? Do you like that?
Yes. I liked Beauty and Beast.
Beauty and Beast.
Yeah, well, high quality, I feel like Beauty and Beast. Elevated from...
Yeah.
That was my go-to.
Yeah, was it?
Mm-hmm. But the Lion King was always my favorite.
She was a Belle person, too.
Yeah.
Belle and Ariel, yeah. All right, in any event, our hour one winner... Do we have a winner for hour one yet? No,
just read.
Oh, okay,
we're going to do three at the end.
Oh, yeah, three at the end. All right. So again, $100 gift card to Brasa Brazilian Steakhouse is a prize. Three of them, and they're connected to the Iron Abbey Bar. And the Iron Abbey is now open with weekday happy hour specials from 4 to 6 p.m. Full details at nebrasa.com. All right, let's go to Don and Marion. Don, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Don.
Hi, good afternoon, Mike.
What's up,
Natalie,
Don?
Tyrone. Always enjoy listening to you guys. I think this year people cannot afford to ignore either the Flyers or the Sixers. I think they're going to do well. They're going to be entertaining. And even though hockey's my number four out of the four sports, I'm not going to ignore the Flyers. I mean, I never ignore them, but I'm going to pay close attention to them this year. And I always
They're a definite contender. There's no question.
I agree. And I always pay close attention to the Sixers.
Yes.
Segueing to one of the things that worries me about the NBA and some other sports that have resumed is that players are still observing rituals that have nothing to do with the game itself, but heighten the possibility of getting infected. In basketball, slapping hands with your teammates after every free throw. No need for that. I understand it's reactive, but, you know, I think that increases the chances of spreading the virus, even though the NBA has done a very good job, notwithstanding brain freezes from Lou Williams and the like.
Mm-hmm.
Soccer, they're still jumping all over each other and screaming into each other's faces after a goal.
I'm kind of with you. But, you know, these are things that probably are just impossible to do.
I agree. You know? They're reactive is the problem. You know, you're not thinking when you're scoring
exactly.
a goal.
But, and it's
and
hard.
It's such a big event that you have to react to it.
But it's hard to think logically when you're in competitive mode. You know what I'm saying?
Agreed.
Like you can't flip a switch as a human being. It's the whole emotion of what you do for a living takes over, sort of.
Yeah, except standing on the free throw line.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Less competitive.
I could do without that. I got it. Yeah, I was appalled when I saw high fives in the baseball dugout. I couldn't believe it. Like, they paid no attention to that at
all. And by the way, why can't they put all the people who were on the bench and not in the game into the stands?
Well, that's what the idea was supposed to be.
Yeah.
They're all in the dugout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, look, they're making as...
See, that's it. With all the coaches they have, I got to be honest with you, that shouldn't even happen. With all the coaches, mm-hmm. there should be... Because responsible coach, the guy, dudes, that's separate. You two guys go, you sit in the stands here, and, we'll call on you, as the case may be.
Okay, I'd love to have
a shot. But the NBA is testing. They have zero cases, so.
Right, at least for now.
Yeah.
I hope it stays that mm-hmm. way.
Yeah, I got you. All right, Don, you want a general knowledge question?
Absolutely.
Things that live under the sea. Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's go with this one here. The Greek god of the sea.
Okay, the Greek one. I know both of them, but I think the Greek one was Poseidon.
That is correct, Don.
Okay.
All right, you hang in there. Poseidon.
Yes.
How did you know that?
Greek mythology.
Yeah?
Yeah. I, was into that
Were
for
you?
A minute. Mm-hmm. Studied it a little in college, in one of my classes. I can't remember mm-hmm. which one.
It was a Poseidon Adventure.
A Poseidon Adventure movie.
Yeah.
That's how I knew.
Yeah. I still didn't put two and two together, though, that the Poseidon Adventure was named after the Greek god of the sea. Well, by now, I know that the Greek god, not only is the Greek god of the sea, but he has a son. He has a sea son that we may get to a little later.
Oh, look at that.
All right, let's go to Drew in Westchester. Drew, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Drew.
Hey, Mike, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, Drew?
Hey, man, so about the Flyers game yesterday, I thought it was really cool the way they started the game with both the teams standing together in unity on mm-hmm. both the blue lines,
yep.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was really cool, seeing two rivals such as the Flyers and Penguins in unity like that. Good feeling, to start the season. And as far as the game goes, I think, it was a little sloppy at times, but that's to be expected. The rust was going to be there.
It wasn't chippy. The game wasn't chippy, though.
I think they were trying.
Really interesting. They wanted to get their work in.
Yeah, I think they were just trying to feel each other out, mm-hmm. take a few, checks, just to kind of get their bodies used to getting hit again. And like I said, it was just good to see hockey again, just back out on the ice overall.
Yeah.
Regardless mm-hmm. of, the level of play, I thought it could have gone any way.
Mm-hmm.
It should have probably just ended as a 2-2 tie. I don't know why they even felt the need to do overtime.
Because they want to get used to like, the pace. Of that overtime.
But that's not going to be the real overtime, though, 4-on-4.
Yeah, I know, but they just want to test out the legs, I think, a little bit. It's really a get in shape type of thing, like a Herb Brooks again type of thing. Those legs moving.
Yeah, right. No, and I think that's what they accomplished, and it was just, again, just beautiful to see them out there, taking the hits and then passing the puck around mm-hmm. and making some plays.
Yeah, I got it. All right, man, here's general knowledge question for you. We're back to general knowledge.
All right.
What type of underwear did Sisqó write a song about?
Oh, is that the thong?
That is correct. The thong.
Dumps like a truck. Truck. That is like what? You know what? Actually, when the pandemic first started, my sister, she's in healthcare. She was mm-hmm. like, just to make sure that you're washing your hands, she said, sing the...
The chorus?
Yeah, sing the chorus of the thong song. Dumps like a truck. Uh-huh. Yeah, twice.
Uh-huh.
And that'll sustain.
I thought it was happy birthday twice.
Yeah, I mean, who would? I mean, the thong song's more fun than happy birthday.
Yeah, it is.
I was like, what?
What? Baby leaves, but let me sing it again. And then you have to go back and then you do it again.
Older white people are going to sing the thong song.
Well, they should.
That was a crossover song.
Yeah, it was.
It ruined Sisqó's career accidentally.
Yeah.
Because it was so big, the next song you heard was like, just go away, Sisqó. I've heard this enough.
I'm looking at the hockey. I know, listen, people are going to say, well, you're looking at ESPN for they hate hockey. They ignore hockey. To a large extent, they do. But they did impanel some people on their staff who are hockeyed up. And the first thing they did was ask them to predict the round robin.
Okay.
And where Bruins, Lightning, Cavs, Flyers are going to end up.
Well, they said Flyers going to end up in fourth.
Not one of them. Wait. Hold a second. There is. Oh, there's a couple. All right. Let me just get Sean Allen. You know who he is?
No.
Lightning, Capitals, Bruins, Flyers. Ben Arledge. Don't know. Lightning, Bruins, Capitals, Flyers. Pierre Bequay.
Nope.
Bruins, Lightning, Capitals, Flyers. John Buchegrass.
Oh, yeah, I know, yeah.
Lightning, Bruins, Capitals, Flyers. Zach Chandon.
Yes.
You know him?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know from where. I recognize
him. All right, Lightning, Bruins, Capitals, Flyers. Linda Cohn.
Yeah, she's a big hockey
up.
But she's a Rangers fan, so little, what does she say?
Lightning, Capitals, Bruins, Flyers.
Uh-huh, Lightning, get her, she's a big Rangers fan, that Cohn.
Amy Crawford. Amy?
Nope.
Lightning, Bruins, Capitals, Flyers. Dmitry Filipovich.
Nope.
Bruins, Lightning, Capitals, Flyers.
Okay.
Oh, man, Emily Kaplan.
Yeah,
now,
I know who she is.
She's from she's a Penn Stater.
Yeah. She's good.
Hello, Emily.
She's good.
Bruins, Capitals, Lightnings, Flyers.
Man, what the slander.
The disrespect.
The disrespect.
Little disrespect.
Tim Kavanaugh. Lightning, Flyers.
There we go.
Bruins, Capitals, Flyers, and they're two spots.
So they would go, because right now the Flyers are four. The worst thing is they stay at four, but that finally somebody says they're going to move up to the two seed.
Except that they're going to play the Bruins, and most people haven't played the Bruins in 4-1 series. So he's got Lightning, Bruins, Flyers, Bruins, Capitals. That still would match him against the Bruins.
No. Those teams won't play each other in the first round.
Oh, that's
right. They play the round robin.
Okay.
If they stay at four, they'll play the winner of Pittsburgh, Montreal.
Yes, that's right.
So, that would be.
Yeah, Pittsburgh, Montreal. You're right.
Yeah, if they stayed at four.
5-12 is Pittsburgh, Montreal. Mm-hmm. Don LaGreca. Now, I know Don. He I worked with, when I was doing the show, Stephen A., he's on the Michael K. show up there.
Oh, yeah. In the afternoon.
But he was a big hockey guy.
Mm-hmm.
Bruins, Capitals, Lightning, Flyers.
They're very, very chalky.
New York guy.
Yeah.
Vince Massey. Capitals, Flyers. Bruins, Lightning.
Interesting.
Victoria Matash. Lightning's, Bruins, Capitals, Flyers. Arda Okol. where are these people cover hockey? I'm sorry. Well,
the problem is
Martinez probably knows who all
for sure.
When I need hockey stuff, I can't go to ESPN for it.
Right.
So either I'm at obviously NBCSportsPhilly.com or all the other websites do a better job.
Yeah.
So I don't really read any of those people for show prep ever because they don't cover it.
Yeah, I'm just going survey. And Greg Wyshynski's the last guy. Bruins, Lightning, Flyers, Capitals. Oka has Bruins, Lightning, Capitals, Flyers. So the Flyers on only three of these selectors' ballots are not fourth when we get through this round robin, according to these people.
See, I think that that's a mistake. Obviously, we'll find out on Sunday when they play the Bruins right out the chute.
Uh-huh.
And we'll see how the round robin works out. You play everybody one time. It's like they weren't paying attention to how well the Flyers were playing.
Yeah, I agree. They're not taking them that seriously.
Yeah, because
by this measure,
the Bruins had the same layoff as the Flyers. So let's say the Flyers' momentum got broken. Did the Bruins? Did the Lightning? Did the Capitals?
Right.
Their momentum not also get broken like the Flyers? Like,
correct.
They all did. The Flyers have played well.
Yes, I think they're downplaying the Flyers. Now we go all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals picks.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Not one of them. Oh, wait. Yes, there is one.
There's just one.
Vince Massey is the only guy that has the Flyers in the Stanley Cup final, and he's got the Golden Knights over the Flyers. The top pick, the Lightning. 10 of the balloters have the Lightning winning the Stanley Cup, either over the Golden Knights, the Avs, the Blues, Stars, or the Caps. Blues. I'm sorry.
Huh.
Yeah. Golden Knights, Blues, Avalanche, Stars, and the Lightning 10 times are picked as the winner.
The only thing I'm requiring from the Flyers, now I want to win the whole thing, but the thing I'm requiring, they have to win a round.
Yes.
We'll see who they play. Uh-huh. If they play a better team and the better team beats them, they're going to win the cup. It is what it is. The Sixers have to win two rounds.
Yeah.
Like, Sixers have to get to the conference finals for me to even exhale at all. Flyers, you went around, and then I say, you know what? Now all that good work you did in the regular season has now translated to the playoffs. Your young goalie just got an extra playoff series under his belt. Next year, you can win the whole thing. Sixers got to get to the conference final, but I do need a one-round win from the Flyers. They can't be one.
I got you. Ryan, and media, Ryan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ryan.
Yo, Mike.
What's up, Ryan?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing?
Hey, you guys talked about those celebrities earlier. I'm not so sure all of them are looking down at us. Some might be.
Do you think some
might be looking up?
So you think a couple of those are in the ring of fire? Come on.
I don't know.
Why would Joe be down there?
I'm just playing around.
We could probably go onto the hell list, and none of the people we talked about would be on it. You know, maybe they weren't all saint-like, but I don't think they were hell-worthy, the people we were talking about. Yeah, JFK was the president of the United States.
Philanderer.
He was a philanderer, but he was also a president.
We have a president now, so. I don't know if that qualifies.
Joe running into Ted Williams with that head is problematic for me. Because Joe would know who he is by body type, and Ted wouldn't be able to recognize him back.
Yeah.
What's up, Ted? How you doing? Who is it? It's Joe D. Hey, what's up, Joe? I'm sorry.
This is about as random of a conversation as when you guys were arguing about how to fix a hose.
Yeah, I can't stop it. Sometimes we go into these kind of random. It's me.
About the Flyers, I really liked what I saw from the Flyers. I wouldn't say it looked like playoff hockey, but it definitely looked like regular season hockey. As much as I liked what I saw from the Flyers, I feel like I'm kind of taking crazy pills here. Everyone's talking about how great they think the Sixers look. I didn't think they look very good at all. I think Korkmaz,
where did you think they didn't look good?
I thought it looked disjointed. I know Embiid wasn't out there. Shot selection was bad for the most part. It cleared up a little in the second half.
Their defense dominated in three games.
I thought Luka looked a little chunky there, Mike. Did anyone else notice that?
Who?
Doncic? The Mavs?
Yeah, I actually saw the same thing that you saw.
He looked like he put on some LB.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But he got to the basket. I'm going, he does look a little sluggish, but he still got to the basket the way he gets to it. So, I don't know.
Yeah, he still got 23, but he didn't. I don't know. He didn't. Look
I
like
agree. That's
like
the first thing I thought about it. He looked heavy.
Yeah, but I'm hoping the Sixers, keep it up on defense, and maybe with Embiid out there, the offense looks better.
Yeah,
but
we'll
I'm
see.
Really
it's all a mystery to me. The only problem is they had to beat Milwaukee now in the second round, and I don't know. Yeah. Are they capable of doing that? We'll see.
Well, Korkmaz needs to take a seat because that was the worst I've seen.
I don't know why. I don't know why you're taking yourself down this road.
He airballed an 8-footer.
I understand what he did. I hate him, but the coach doesn't.
Oh, my God.
All right, man. Here's your general knowledge question. Let's go with the birth names quiz. All right. Robert Zimmerman. Who is he?
This is celebrities with the
celebrities. Their birth name and their celebrity name is different than their birth name. Robert Zimmerman.
Robert Redford, maybe?
No, sorry.
No.
Robert Zimmerman is.
Do it, Mike. Hit it.
Hang on. Let me blue. It's Bob Dylan. Hang on. Let me blue and no call. So I'm going
to Jim Jackson.
I joined him in there. Cause
new album last month for Bob Dylan.
Oh, he did.
Yeah,
I don't even know
what it was called.
I got it and then didn't listen to it.
You got the album?
Yeah,
you're a Dylan fan.
Downloaded it.
Yeah. I downloaded it.
Really?
Album. Yeah, I'm a Dylan fan, but I can't find it. But
I didn't even know he had a new album out.
I should have listened.
I've never been a Dylan dude,
and other stuff came out that kept me from.
Rough and Rowdy Ways. That's right.
Yeah, 10 tracks. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not, I mean, I heard, it's not exactly, you know, his
old
stuff.
Oh, you listen to it?
I love Bob Dylan.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was really into him a couple of years ago.
Interesting.
But I dabble. I wanted to see him live, but I've heard he's not as, you're going just to go see Bob Dylan, but you're not getting like, the Bob Dylan Experience.
Well, I'm home, tired.
Yes, that's probably
I wonder if
why.
He can get away with singing the Hurricane still.
Lay a story in Hurricane.
I mean, right? No? No. Maybe.
I don't know.
I'm out when it comes to him.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's take a break. He did gain 25 pounds, Luca?
Yeah. And he lost some of it, but yeah, he gained 25. He went home to quarantine.
Damn, and, yo. 25?
Yeah, that was in the papers.
He's a professional athlete. Yeah. He gained 25 pounds.
And the reason he's getting by is because he's like 20 years old. If he was a little older, he'd be having a lot more trouble. But you know, when you're that, he's so young, he can move around at that heavyweight. But he also doesn't play any defense. If you notice, he does a bunch. That's why they play zone. Because he won't guard anybody because he can't move.
I was surprised
right
he was able at that way to step to the basket. He got to the basket with the steps. I was surprised at that. But my first thing, I looked at him and go, hey, does he play? Because I don't see him a lot. Did he play that weight?
No.
25 pounds.
Yeah, seriously, come on, man.
That's if I'm a Dallas fan, I'm ticked off at that.
Yeah,
well, he's not 25 pounds heavier now. He had gained 25.
Oh, he gained 25.
I think he's like worked 15 of them all.
So he's listed as 230. So he was up to 250.
Yep. Whew. I mean, 6'7".
That's 6'7". True. I don't know why.
Yeah, he's not a little guy.
Yes, right. You got scale in his house in Slovenia? Or what? Is there a scale?
What's the Slovenian food?
I'm a professional basketball player. I watch my weight a little bit.
I don't know what he was doing over there. Good mom's home cooking.
I guess. What's Slovenia? What's the Slovenian treat?
I'm going to look that up.
Is it heavy doughy stuff? No, is it pierogi type?
That's what I was going to say. Cheese. Lots of cheese.
Cheese,
dumplings.
Dumplings and cheese. Yeah, March, April, and May.
Yeah, see the dumplings. Yeah. Dumplings will do it too.
Sausage.
All right, 610-632-0975. General Knowledge. Wednesday still going on here as we have Jason Starr coming up. Talk some baseball issues at 4. Mike Missinelli Show back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
It's 3:30 on the Mike Missinelli Show. Let's get our Twitter poll update, which is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons with Natalie Nat.
Thanks, Mike. Over 700 votes on this one today. Do you have high expectations for the Sixers and Flyers as they resume their seasons? 77% say yes, 23% say no.
All righty. And, of course, we have the Flyers winning yesterday, looking good. Sixers 2 of 3 they take in the exhibition season.
They wound up losing in overtime.
It doesn't really matter. They were 1-2. All right, but they look good.
Yeah.
It's not like 1-2 where you go, they look bad.
No.
The Phillies won't resume until Saturday against the Blue Jays. Play a doubleheader. You actually get, there are no fans, so it doesn't really matter. So they're playing back-to-back games.
Yeah, 3-0-7.
The last time they've done that.
Long time.
25-minute break between games. That's old school, like, summer league baseball. Yeah.
Right. Now, there's a little bit, I'm a little concerned, Mike.
What are you concerned about?
Now, on the sixth day, which is today, they could bring the kids up from the minors and not lose that service time. It was day six.
Yeah.
They released their rotation for the next 5 games.
It doesn't include Howard.
Nope. The last is with another.
And I read they're going to, when they bring him up, they're going to start him in relief.
What? So Velasquez gets another start?
I thought the same thing.
Come on.
It befuddles me why they are so reluctant. This kid is 24 years old. All right? It's not like he's a 20-year-old.
Right.
He's 24.
Hardy throws hard.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't understand how, what their philosophies are when it comes to that. Just let it fly. Look at your team now. It's average.
And I think Velasquez has an outside, not a, a great, but an outside shot of being better than what you've had in your bullpen so far. Like, I think Velasquez is better than Cole Irvin, for example. So put him in the bullpen. Like, I don't think he's a star, but I think Velasquez in the bullpen would be better than Cole Irvin. So you put in Howard, and then you have an arm that's better than Cole Irvin when you need to get innings. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I understand. I don't get me started on this team. Because there's so many things that make me, like, irritate me about their little decisions. All right, let's get back to the fun. Scott in Redding. Scott, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Scott.
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Scott?
I'm a long-time listener, MSNBC watcher, first-time caller. Hey, gang.
Thanks, buddy.
I just wanted to talk a little bit about the Phillies and baseball.
Uh-huh.
Watching your show today, I learned about how the Florida Marlins got the disease.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty bad.
In the club.
Yeah. What are they doing in a club in the middle of a virus anyway?
I hear you. I started to think about Bud Kilmer. I hope it was worth it, gentlemen.
They went
to the club, Miss Davis, and Miss Davis.
Penalty for that.
Miss Davis came on board.
Yeah.
Hot for Teacher was the song they played.
And I was just thinking, this mini layoff will be good for the Phils. Mm-hmm. Those first three games weren't really good.
Yeah. I'm trying to remain. There's a lot of people that thought this team was good enough to get into the playoff. I never really thought that. And I'm trying not to like overreact to the first couple games. I just don't see a team with that many difference makers.
They could. Like you said, 60 games, anything's possible.
Yeah.
That sort of a season.
Yeah.
But yeah, the first three weren't very good.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, man. You want a general knowledge question?
Sure.
All right, brother. This is your now the playoffs have been extended, okay? I don't even think that they're good enough to get into the extended. I'm honestly, God, telling you that I don't think they're good enough to get in the extended. It's hard not to get into them. So we'll see.
It's going to be for the pitching, of course, if they don't.
Yeah. All right. NHL hockey. NHL hockey scores the top 50 goal scorers of all time. I'm going to go to number 4. He scored 741 goals, mostly with the St. Louis Blues.
Oh, Bobby Hull.
No. You want to rethink that? No, I'm just going to say, and he's less famous than his father. Oh, you're out. That's Brett Hull. You jumped the gun.
One of my favorite players.
Brett Hull.
Didn't pretend to back check ever once. Wasn't going to check people, was just going to score.
Yeah, and he is lesser known than his father.
Right, but...
And he's the fourth all-time leading goal scorer.
And I got filtered up for... I felt like my whole life. Literally, I felt like my whole life.
41 goals, a lot of goals.
It's a lot of goals.
Yeah. It really is. Brett Hull, very underrated when it comes to that category.
Yeah.
Nobody really does. He doesn't come to mind.
No, he doesn't. People don't talk about him a lot.
He's the old man. It was the legacy.
Yeah.
That and the era that he played.
Yeah.
Like, when was he? I don't think he was ever the best player in hockey.
Well,
he was just like all reliable.
Yeah. He
like
was
the last year after year.
86.
See, Bobby
Hull.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. So
was
he had the Gretzky.
Bobby Hull was said to have invented the slap shot.
That's
like he was
right.
Like the inventor of the big slap shot. Well, they didn't have curved sticks back then.
Right.
So he had the big slap with this flat stick. And he was a Blackhawk.
So you make the argument he improved upon his dad's stuff. And
the wrist shot came in as the, you know, that they started to hook the stick. And then the wrist shot became viable.
They can put it wherever they want.
All right, let's go to Noah in Mount Airy. Noah, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Noah.
Hey, what's going on,
what's
Mike?
What's up, Noah?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about how the Sixers was yesterday. The Sixers, they started off rough, but they start doing, you know, they start progressing around like in the third quarter,
mm-hmm.
In the fourth quarter. Now with the rotation, with Brett Brown going on, I don't want that whole thing with Furkan. He got to he might need to pull him off a little bit because Furkan didn't do that good yesterday.
Here's
in
the
my opinion.
Only possibility of that. If Alec Burks makes shots consistently over these eight games, there is a chance that Burks could be the guy they use instead of Korkmaz. But I'm pretty sure he's married to Korkmaz.
Yeah, and you know, with the whole entire thing, because we know yesterday when Furkan was trying to guard Luka, that was not that. Luka's too big to be guarding Furkan.
Well, he can't guard anybody. So, forget it. Luka, or whoever else.
It was bad because you had Luka just scoring on him. Like, Luka was just scoring on him, like continuously, and it was bad. But I can see what like Brett Brown trying to do. I was like, and I know you was talking about this before. I'm glad he's not doing like that. I'm hoping he doesn't go past the 8 or 10. Because that's just stay. You need to stay at least at like 8 because this is going to be too much. It's going to be too much if he had too many players on there. But
I think it's Horford, Furkan, Thibault, maybe Scott as the 9th.
Yeah. And Tobias and Horford was going off yesterday. That's good. Tobias really never.
Tobias looks good, man. Isn't it a pleasure to watch a guy off the bounce?
He's good defensively when we need him because he just gives like the steals.
Yeah, Thibault's got to be in the mix. He stirs it up.
Yeah,
he's got to be in the mix.
He has to. Yeah. I'll have him. I have him like more time over Furkan. I'll do that.
Yeah, Furkan. Yeah, Furkan. I think Furkan's gonna be in there, bro.
Yeah, and I think the Sixers I could see the Sixers going to 16 into like the conference finals. I could see that.
That means they beat Milwaukee in the second round.
I can see them being Milwaukee because the team that they have right now is not nothing like it's not like everybody's like, oh my goodness, like they're not going to do good. It's like I like the team that they have now. The rotation is good. I like it. We're having Shake at point. We have been at power four or point four. I like that. It's doing good. I like it.
All right. Okay. I'm not feeling the Milwaukee second round, but we'll see. All right. Yeah. Here's your general knowledge question. Things that live under the sea. All right. So what kind of a fish? The species of fish was Nemo in Finding Nemo.
Ooh, dory.
A what?
Dory.
A dory?
Yeah.
No, dory is not a species of fish, is it?
No.
Dory was the name of one of the fish.
Dory was Dory.
Dory was
Nemo.
Yeah,
was
the species of Nemo was
the clownfish.
Yeah, he was correct. The clownfish.
Why aren't they funny?
Finding Nemo.
That's a great film. Did you like that? Do you like Finding Nemo?
I don't think I ever saw Finding Nemo. There was no reason for me to see Finding Nemo.
It's a really good movie for adults, too.
Well, wasn't Ellen involved?
Yeah, she was Dory.
Right.
Sherman, 42, Wallaby Way, Sydney.
She's got some problems right now,
Ellen.
Yes,
she does.
Yeah,
now,
we'll
there's
talk
been
about
a lot
that.
Of allegations about her for a while.
Yeah,
we
talked about this on the show several weeks ago.
We did.
All some people getting around to investigating her.
I know.
We'll go over that Ellen story, America's Sweetheart.
It's disheartening.
She's relinquishing the title.
I know.
Yeah.
And Madonna's gone goofy again.
Yeah,
and getting all this.
And Annie Lennox had to get on her.
Yeah, that's right.
Annie Lennox had to get on her. Like,
what the hell are you doing, girl? It's like the Kanye principle. When you feel people aren't paying enough attention to you, you go goofy.
Yeah.
She's gone goofy. Like, she's trying to get people to pay attention to her.
And nothing's worked.
It's a shame.
She even pimped out her son with that terrible dance.
Yes.
To heal the world. And people just criticized the dance and then moved on. How about this, Madonna?
Music?
Release a song somebody likes.
Yeah. That'll do it.
Yeah, I think she's past that, though. Now, what is she? She's in her 60s, isn't she?
Yeah, but Cher released one late. Like, if Cher could come up with one with an auto-tune, or she could come up with one.
Well,
she doesn't need an album. She just needs a song that we go, nice job, Madonna.
fame does that to you, man. It twists your brain chemistry.
Oh, yeah. She's totally, she's off a rocker.
She absolutely is.
Yeah.
All right, 610-632-0975. Two lines are open. Good time to get in. And we I see a call that was talking about Wentz being left off the top 100. Yes. Yes. A shocking, shocking development. The NFL.com's list of the top 100 players currently in the NFL. No Carson in the top 100. We'll talk about it after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The Fanatic.
Yeah, 3:45 on the Mike Missinelli Show. 97.5 The Fanatic. It is General Knowledge Wednesday. We're giving away three $100 gift cards in Nebraska Brazilian Steakhouse. You can grab a weekend brunch at Nebraska from 10 to 1 p.m. Bottomless mimosa, Bloody Mary options. Full details are at Nebraska.com. We'll talk more baseball issues with Jason Starr coming up at 4 o'clock. So the NFL Top 100 list came out. And there are some Eagles on it. In fact, there are five Eagles on it. And I'll start. Brandon Brooks was 98. Kelsey's 94. Darius Slay, 92. Ertz, 85. Fletcher Cox, the highest rated, at 73. The quarterbacks that were ranked will go from the bottom to the top. Kyler Murray, 90. Josh Allen, 87. Tannehill, 68. Cousins, 58. Jimmy G, Tyrone, your boy, 43.
Yeah, okay.
Deshaun Watson, 20. Aaron Rodgers, 16. Brady, 14. Breeze, 12. Russell Wilson, 10. And Lamar Jackson, 5. Your top 10 ranked players. Aaron Donald was 1. Stephon Gilmore, 2. Derrick Henry, 3. DeAndre Hopkins, 4. Lamar Jackson, 5. George Kittle, 6. Christian McCaffrey, 7. Mahomes is 8. Michael Thomas, 9. Russell Wilson, 10. So all those quarterbacks are on the list.
Yeah.
And your friendly quarterback, one, Carson Wentz, not listed in the top 100. Is that an outrage?
It's an outrage if those lists mattered.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, those lists don't matter. And most of the people that have really honed in on it are usually like the small-brained.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, the ones that like you think that really means something.
Uh-huh.
If you just look at it, any of the other quarterbacks, if you want to say that they're better, fine. Like I disagree, but fine. Except for one, that quarterback in Buffalo stinks.
Yeah,
he stinks. He stinks. He stinks. And to have him on the list and not Wentz, that one was the only one was disrespectful. So if you put him at 87, fine. I think it should be higher, but I'm not going to quibble. But that quarterback can't throw. He stinks.
Yeah, I totally agree. You can't have Josh Allen on the list ahead of Wentz. And you can't, I'll be honest with you, you can't have Kyler Murray.
I was just going to say.
I agree.
He doesn't have enough time in the league to be considered ahead of Wentz.
I was trying to bend over backwards for people. And,
yeah.
And I say, fine, if you think that this coming season he's going to just take this great leap and be an MVP level like Wentz was during his second year, which was the Super Bowl year, fine. But don't give me a quarterback who I know can't throw.
Well, no. Do people forget that season that led to that Super Bowl? Why does everybody forget about his season?
These so-called football experts who did this list, and you ask them a straight-up question. All right, who would you rather have, Wentz or Ryan Tannehill? What would they say?
They would say Wentz.
Easy. Yeah,
and who, like Cousins, he's older player.
But he's so middle of the road.
Yeah. So you ask him that question. Who'd you have, Wentz or Cousins?
Wentz.
And then you go to who would you rather have, Wentz or Jimmy Garoppolo?
Wentz.
So if you look at it that way, like Garoppolo ranked 43. Yeah. If you ask those guys a direct question, would you rather have Garoppolo over Wentz? They would probably take Wentz. Oh, how's Garoppolo 43 and Wentz not on the list?
And the other part is 2 years ago, he was third on the list. And you're going to tell me, now last season was a bounce back in that yards per attempt, mm-hmm. completion percentage, 4,000 yards with no receivers, got a bunch of practice squad to the point. Mm-hmm. All that like has to be in the equation. How do you go from third 2 years ago mm-hmm. to off the list. That's but again, only the small minded. I'm not take this to say, see, he stinks because this list. Like that's what people around this city are doing. All of them are morons.
Yeah, and they asked Jalen Hurts for his opinion on it. See.
I've been trying to tell you.
Hurts
isn't slick, by the way. Hurts isn't slick.
No.
With the, you know, we haven't really spoken
you
much.
Haven't spoken.
That is Hurts doing spoken. That.
Well, yeah, but also,
Hurts did that on purpose.
But these types of lists, and this is what's annoying about them, this perpetuates everything else that we're going through here with the quarterback situation or not situation or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah,
I think they're trolling
maybe
us.
Maybe it'll motivate them. You know,
man,
you're going to get two motivators, Ned, because you need as many as you can get. You got Hurts motivating him now to be better, and you got this list. So there you go. There's no excuse. Except you have to bring back DeFilippo. Yeah, we got to make it, you know? Yeah, that has to be the final thing to motivate him. Jason, South Philly, on 97.5 of the Fanatic. Jason.
Hey.
What's up, Jason?
I don't. Mike, this is nuts. Barcelona should have definitely been on the top 100. Josh Allen, you're nuts. Carson Wentz played with nobody. He was playing with people from Roma Garetti. He was playing from practice players. The dude still took his team to the playoffs. They're not going to put him on the top 100. You're going to put Josh Allen.
It's a ridiculous omission when you have Josh Allen.
Way. That's 100% disrespectful. You don't put him on the top 100.
Yeah, I agree.
There's not even an Eagle on the top 70.
Yeah.
It's bad.
I hear you.
They're showing us no love.
So when you looked at the list, see, it's hard to me. A top 100 is impossible when you're racking different positions. Like you're sticking an offensive lineman
on that list over most of them quarterbacks.
Yeah,
including Jimmy G.
Yeah, but him to be fourth.
He had nobody last year. He still took us to the playoffs.
I got you. And he's going to be that one less player now who opted out. A lot of guys opted out. In fact, there was just recent news, right, Tyrone? Another star player opted out here?
Well, the starting left tackle from the Giants, Nate Solder.
Nate Solder's out.
He's out.
Okay.
Yeah. I know Goodwin called.
Yeah, Goodwin is out, but like I didn't really think that much of that acquisition anyway, so we'll see.
Yeah.
All right, brother, want to play General Knowledge?
Yeah,
all right, here it is. The general knowledge category. We are back to general knowledge category. So let's go with this one here. What sport was outlawed in the Spanish region of Catalonia in 2010? We're talking about Spain now.
Boxing.
No. The Spain. The bullfights.
They actually execute the bulls over there.
Yeah.
They do.
That's why on the running of the bulls, I root for the bulls hard. Mm. Take everybody out as far as I'm concerned.
That's sad.
It's your revenge.
Yeah, bullfighting. Interesting.
You did that, right?
I went to a bullfight.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't bullfight, but you saw
him. No, I was in the stands.
Yeah. Like he missed the matador?
with the red flag or the red blanket.
I would do a style.
Yes. Do you think you'd be able to, would you be swift enough to?
I get an outfit that I got at merry-go-round.
Yeah, there you go.
White bow tie out there. Mike's waving to the crowd with the white bow tie.
With the plaid blazer.
I had to put my Nike CrossFits on to be more mobile. All right, Jason Starr's coming up for. We're talking some baseball issues. We got a lot to talk about with Jason. And then your calls, because it's General Knowledge Wednesday. So get your spot, 610-622-0975. And we're back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.